Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone here on Audio Boo. This is Hans Last here. Today's date is August 19th, 2013. At least here in this part of the wood, at least here in this part of the country, it is just coming on 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And what I thought I would do is on this particular boo is talk about CAPTCHAs. Yes, we all come across CAPTCHAs here, and I'm partially sighted, can see out of only one eye. And on my computer, I've been using Zoom Text, varying versions up, going all the way up for the past several years. And in the last about 10 or so years, I've been using, going to a lot of websites where they've had these CAPTCHAs on, that are those numbers and letters and that are on web pages, which are visual, which are graphical images. And as when you know that with a screen reader like JAWS, NVDA, WindowEyes, etc., they're not visible. For myself, I can see the CAPTCHAs for the most part if they're plain and visible. But some of them have, like they're like on a dark letter on a dark colored background, like a dark blue letter on a dark gray background or a pattern of some kind. It's very hard even for myself to see. And they have the audio CAPTCHAs, but they're just sound a bunch of gibberish. You cannot understand the audio. And I've actually encountered on MySpace, I've had several years ago, I tried doing a profile on MySpace. And they went one step further, is they put CAPTCHAs there, but they would rotate the CAPTCHAs. If you don't type in the letters or numbers, whatever, in I think it was like 30 seconds or a minute or whatever, they did, they gave you a limited time, the CAPTCHA would change. So you'd for somebody like myself, I'm not like a sighted person that can just glance at it and read it. The CAPTCHA changes. Then you got to redo it again, and by the time you get the next one, it changes. I've gone through like two or three or four CAPTCHAs to do that. And believe me, that was not enjoyable. I finally did get it solved. Now, some sites have it nice and plain and clear. Like PayPal has it pretty good. I think, I don't know what other sites, but I know PayPal had it pretty legible. Yahoo's another bad one. Seems like everything you do on that site has CAPTCHAs. You work with the website through Yahoo groups, you got a CAPTCHA everywhere. And Google does. In a lot of places too, with groups, in case like when you add a member to a group or send an invite, you have to sign a CAPTCHA. You have to do a CAPTCHA, and a lot of people that can't see or have trouble reading it, or even dyslexic people, I'm sure, have trouble with CAPTCHAs as well. And I was recently reading an article that talked about, I think it was in Australia, they talked about CAPTCHAs contravening the Equal Access Act. And I do agree with that, because on one hand, in the States, the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, requires that all things and services be accommodated for all individuals. Unfortunately, CAPTCHAs do not. People like yourselves that are blind and cannot read the CAPTCHAs or are dyslexic, and for one reason or another can't see it, they can't solve them. And I think CAPTCHAs, they really should be banned, and sites should be encouraged to have other workarounds, like email verification to verify your email. And they can make technology with scripting. They could perhaps disable copying and pasting on a particular web page. I don't think that's that difficult to do. Or solve some kind of puzzle or something like that. But again, something for the, to piece a picture or something, slide it together or something. But for blind and visually impaired people, it doesn't help. I really don't know. Perhaps like a special service you can register with and assign a special number or something. But something needs to be done. And so if you're hearing this, I'm encouraging you to get the word out. Whether it's you retweet this CAPTCHA post, Because I'd like to see, and I'm sure that many of us listening to this boo right now, if you're blind, visually impaired, would like to see something done about these CAPTCHAs being banned. I start to know the acronym, but I think it's for, I know the last part, computers and human, something telling computers and humans apart or something like that, something, I don't know, but basically it's these machines that... But even them, even I've heard that even the sophisticated spam bots or people can actually unknowingly solve CAPTCHAs for these bots. And I understand that they that places like Google and other play and other services have to protect their people from bots and what have you not. But most certainly, I think that CAPTCHAs should be... Well, they should be, shouldn't go so far as to say ban them, but there needs to be an alternative way that even if you have to talk to a live person, it may be a pain in the back or in the back end, but I think something has to be done about this, and it shouldn't, and people just, yeah, talk about it, but I think there needs to be more aggressiveness. Or assertiveness, people need to get in and do something about this. Something needs to be done. And I'm very pleased that so far Audio Boo does not have CAPTCHAs right now, and I hope they keep it that way. So, you know, and I can understand for security reasons you don't want bots and stuff to set up fake accounts. I understand that. But I think it's important that... That computer, these programmers and figures figure out ways to solve CAPTCHAs, and that I know Firefox. I've heard of Firefox. Their plugin, they have a plugin where you could. I think it's called WebVism. I think that is supposed to solve CAPTCHAs, but I've never used it. I don't know how well it is, but I think you're supposed to copy. It's supposed to somehow get an image of the CAPTCHA and make it into text where you can paste it into the box. But you have to get invited to it. And if you don't know anybody, then you're kind of stuck. So, with that said, that is my thought on CAPTCHAs. And I hope people will get the word out. I don't have the link that I can put that article I talked about. The Australian, we're talking about CAPTCHAs being violating the, like, contravening accessibility laws. I do agree, and I think it should be drawn to the attention of lawmakers, and something has to be done about it. Because I think that the web should be open to everybody and accessible to all. Blind, sighted, deaf, whatever disability. Everyone should have a right to the same service, like we as blind people and those other that cannot read, like dyslexic, should have the same right to use these services as everybody else does. So, there you go. Those are my thoughts on CAPTCHAs. So, thanks everyone for listening, and have a blessed day.